Carotid artery stenosis, CAS, overview. Carotid artery stenosis, CAS, is a buildup of plaque made mostly of fat and cholesterol. The plaque causes the arteries to become stiff. This is commonly referred to as hardening of the arteries. When the arteries become obstructed, the blood is not able to flow freely to the brain, and the brain is deprived of oxygen, glucose, and other nutrients that are needed. Schedule a consultation. Carotid artery stenosis causes. The function of the carotid arteries is to bring blood to your brain, and a buildup of plaque, made up mostly of fat and cholesterol, can occur inside these arteries. The plaque causes the arteries to become stiff. This is commonly referred to as hardening of the arteries. When the arteries become obstructed, the blood is not able to flow freely to the brain, and the brain is deprived of oxygen, glucose, and other nutrients that are needed. Strokes can occur when the plaque ruptures and sends debris to the brain, blocking the cerebral arteries, damaging the brain. Carotid artery stenosis risk factors and symptoms. Early carotid artery disease is usually asymptomatic. However, higher degrees of stenosis can present as full stroke or TIA, mini stroke. Remember, fast facial movement, one sidearm or leg sudden paralysis, or numbness, speech absence, slurred or garbled time critical, call 911. Risk factors. There are many risk factors for CAS. However, with three or more present, your risk is multiplied significantly. Age, over age of 65, high blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, high cholesterol, obesity, lack of exercise, family history of hardening of the arteries and or stroke, poor diet, consuming more than 2 alcoholic drinks per day at VIC, you don't have to wait 6 to 8 weeks to see us. Our providers will see you in 3 to 5 days, without a referral. Call for an appointment, 423.602.2750. Carotid artery stenosis diagnosis. Diagnosing CAS can be done with a non-invasive duplex ultrasound examination, which is the best and most effective test to determine your risk and the severity of the disease. If you experience symptoms of stroke, contact your primary care doctor right away and be evaluated. Carotid artery stenosis treatment. Treatment options vary depending on the severity of the disease found within the patient. Lifestyle changes are the easiest, least invasive, and can be an effective means of managing the disease. With appropriate medications, lifestyle changes, and yearly ultrasound monitoring, one may avoid a surgical intervention in mild to moderate disease. If the carotid disease is severe, surgical or stent therapy would be considered to reduce the chance of stroke. If a stroke or TIA mini stroke has occurred, interventional or surgical therapy will often be required. Carotid endarterectomy is performed to open and clean out the carotid artery to prevent stroke. Carotid stenting is a procedure in which a vascular surgeon inserts a slim mesh tube called a stent into the artery to expand the artery walls and increase the blood flow in the blocked artery. TCAR. Transcarotid artery revascularization begins with a small incision made just above the collarbone to allow access to the carotid artery. A sheath is then placed in the carotid artery to protect the brain from debris during the procedure. The circuit directs blood flow and debris away from the brain while a stent is placed to exclude the blockage. R locations. Carotid artery stenosis prevention. Preventative measures can be taken to prevent or slow the disease progression. With additional lifestyle adjustments, one can also decrease progression. Stop smoking, maintain a healthy weight, limit the amount of fat and cholesterol in your diet. Eat more fruits and vegetables, limit your intake of salt, exercise regularly, limit alcohol intake, manage chronic conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure. As always, if you are experiencing any of the warning signs for CAS, seek medical help immediately. Call for an appointment. Carotid artery stenosis progression. Early carotid artery disease is usually asymptomatic. Higher degrees of stenosis can present as a stroke or a mini stroke. This includes transient blindness in one eye, weakness or numbness of an arm or leg, paralysis of the face, or speech problems. FAQs. How is CAS diagnosed? A non-invasive duplex ultrasound examination is the best and most effective test to determine your risk and the severity of the disease. If you experience symptoms of stroke, contact your primary care doctor and be evaluated. What are my treatment options? Carotid endarterectomy, a surgical procedure performed to open and clean out the carotid artery to prevent stroke. Carotid stenting, a procedure in which a vascular surgeon inserts a slim mesh tube called a stent into the artery to expand the artery walls and increase the blood flow in the blocked artery. TCAR, transcarotid artery revascularization, TCAR, begins with a small incision made just above the collarbone to allow access to the carotid artery. A sheath is then placed in the carotid artery to protect the brain from debris during the procedure. The circuit directs blood flow and debris away from the brain while a stent is placed to exclude the blockage. Learn more about carotid artery stenosis treatment options.